Thank you, John, the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
Yesterday we looked at the testimony and the example of both the Berean and the Thessalonian Christians.
昨天我们就看了比利亚还有帖撒罗尼迦的信徒他们的这个见证。
We saw the eagerness with which they received the word of God.
我们看到他们是怎么样的热忱来领受神的道。
And we see also how it bore fruits.
我们也看到他这所领受的是怎么样的结果子。
This morning we want to look at James before we go back to the Thessalonian Christians again.
那在我们还没有进入今早所要看的经文之前，我们再回头看。
No, we will look at James before we go back to Thessalonians.
Okay. 我们今天会先来看雅各雅各书，之后再回去看帖撒罗尼迦书。
But in the book of James, now the in this epistle, Apostle James calls upon the Christians to be swift to hear and slow to speak.
那在这雅各书里面，雅各就和呼吁信徒要快快的听，慢慢的说。
The epistle of James is a very practical epistle.
那这个雅各的书信是一个非常实用性的书信。
This does not mean that it has no doctrine in it.
那这并不表示说它不含有教义。
But Apostle James will focus a lot on the practical application of God's word.
而雅各使徒雅各是专注在是怎么样的来实际应用神的道。
Hence, in verse 27 of the chapter we just read, he describes how pure religion is this in very practical ways. It is undefiled before the Lord to visit the fatherless and widows in the affliction.
那因此他在第二十七节就这样的描述，让我们看到说这样的一个信仰是。是非常实用的。他说，在神我们父的面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中孤儿寡妇，并保守自己。
Of course, he has doctrine as well, because in the middle of chapter 2, he will describe what true faith is.
当然，他也包含了一些的教义，就是在第二章的中间部分，他就描述说。到底真正的信心，真正的相信是什么？
But then he also explains how true faith is a faith that will produce works.
那他也解释说，如果是真的相信的话，他是怎么样的来产生那善功？
And it's a practical religion because he will deal with the tongue.
这也是一个很实用的一个信仰，因为他也就是也谈论到关于我们怎么样的使用舌头。
At the same time, he will also deal with the rich. How should the rich people conduct themselves?
那他同时也教导说，那些富有的人是应当是怎么样的来，就是活出他们就是有怎么样的生活行为。
So this is a very practical epistle with very practical themes.
那这个是一个非常实用性的。书信是含着这实用的主题。
And actually it tells us one very important truth.
那他也告诉我们一个重要的真理。
The skillfulness that we have in God's word must impact our lives.
那我们怎么样的灵巧的使用神的道呢？它必须是能够来影响我们的生命。
The purpose of being skillful in God's word is not for the end of just being skillful in God's word.
那之所以要灵巧的来用神的道，那么那个灵巧性本身不是那终点。
For example, if a swordsman trains and practices very hard in the wielding of this sword, but all he does with that is just to be able to show off how well he can wield the sword, it matters nothing.
那举个例子，如果一个剑客他就是练他的剑术，那就是练得很精炼。那么他只是使用他的精炼的这个剑术来表演的话，那这样的这样只是要高抬自己，那这却没有什么意义。
And we know, of course, today this is true because there's very little war that's fought with the sword.
那我们知道这是真实的，因为今天就是很罕见说在任何的战场上会使用到刀剑。
But then there are still people who spend hours practicing their craft with the sword.
那我们看到说有一些人继续还是花了许多的时间来磨练他们的剑术。
But it is just for a performance, it's just for a show.
那不过就是为了要表演为了要显露自己。
You know, I suspect that sometimes you put these people who are very good at performance and they get like gold medal and you put them in the battlefield, what do you think will happen to them?
那我有的时候在怀疑说，如果我们把这些真的是剑术高超的这些人他们甚至是在一些的比赛当中得奖的，那我们如果让他上战场的话，不知道会有什么后果。
Actually, they may not know how to use the sword in war.
那可能他们甚至是不懂得要怎么样用他们的刀剑在战场上来使用。
But you see, our skillfulness in God's word is not just for a show or for performance.
你看到说我们对神的话语的熟练不是只是要来显露要来表演。
Our receiving of God's word must produce something.
我们领受神的道是必须要产生一些的后果。
The more we know God's word, the more we use God's word, it must bring about some change and effect.
那我们越是知道神的道，越是使用神的道，那他必须带来一些的果效。
And this is what Apostle James will emphasize in his epistle.
那这也是使徒雅各他在他的书信里面所要强调的。
In verse 19 and 20, not part of the passage that we read in chapter 1, he describes how people were very quick to speak.
那在这十九节虽然我们没有读这节的经文，那在这里他描述到说，当时候有一些人是很快的就要开口说话。
This is why he has to exhort them. He has to tell them, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak, slow to wrath.
那因此他需要教导他们，他就这么说但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
You notice that there's a logical progression over here?
你发觉到说这有一个逻辑性的进展。
If a person is slow to hear, he will be quick to speak and quick to wrath.
因为一个人如果是听的时候慢的话，他就很快的就是会说出来，那他就会很快的发怒。
In many arguments between friends, it often happens like this.
那在朋友之间的许多争论都是因着这情形。
Sometimes even between husbands and wives, when there are arguments, is it not because when the one person speaks, the other person cuts him off?
那我们甚至看到有的时候夫妻之间的口角也似乎是这样了，其中一人开始讲话的时候，另外一人就插进去。
Then after that, when the other person speaks, you also cut the other person off.
当另外一个人在说的时候你也就是插进去。
And then when you start cutting each other off, actually you don't know what the other person is really trying to say.
那当你这样的切断对方的言论的时候，你根本不明白对方要说的是什么。
And you just want to only say your own opinion and your own ideas.
那你只是想要表达你自己的这个想法，你自己的这个意念。
But now there's a misunderstanding because you're actually maybe talking about the same thing. You're may actually be agreeing, but because you did not hear each other, now there's a big misunderstanding.
那但是这时候就产生了一些误会。那可能你们两者的意见都是相同的，只是你没有听取对方所讲的，那因此造成两个人就有一个很大的误会了。
And we see how so often this leads to wrath.
然后我们就看到这往往带来愤怒。
So what Apostle James says here is very true, is a very real life situation.
那因此使徒雅各在这里所说的是一个非常真实、非常活生的例证。
Hence he has to exhort them be swift to hear, but slow to speak and slow to wrath.
那因此他在这边就要劝勉他们说，要快快的听，慢慢的说。 慢慢的动怒。
And then he gives an alternative.
那之后他又给一个另外一个途径。
Because instead of just being quick to speak, now you have to be quick to hear, but hear what?
那他说，与其是要很快的来说，那你现在就是换着要很快的来听，那听些什么呢？
No doubt is listen to one another.
啊，当然无可厚非的，就是要听取彼此之间所要说的。
But Apostle James now brings in another picture where he says, listen to God's word.
那使徒彼得就带入了另外一方面，就是让我们说知道说要听神的道。
So instead of being quick to speak, now listen to God's word first.
那与其快快的说啊，现在就是要先来听神的道。
So he now then brings in this picture where he tells us to be quick to listen to God's word.
那因此他就带入就是让我们看到这样的一个画面，就是要我们快快的来听神的道。
But in this listening of God's word, there must be also a doing.
那在这样的一个听神的道的当中，也必须是有所作为的。
But it first begins with meekness.
那这必须是由温柔的心开始。
And that is where our first point comes in verse 21.
那这就是在第二十一节让我们看到的第一点。
Apostle James there says, Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls.
那使徒雅各就这样子说，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫靡的邪恶，在存温柔的心领受所栽种的道。这就是能救你们灵魂的道。
First, there must be a putting away.
那首先是要首先是要把它脱去。
And this putting away requires humility.
那这样的一个脱去是需要有这个谦卑的。
Now, the things that he says we must put away, they are things that are filthy.
那他说到要脱去的那些事物呢，是关系到污秽的。
The word filthy here describes something that is immoral, something that is offensive, and brings about a disgust.
那他这里所说的污秽是讲到一些不道德的一些会冒犯人的是真的是令人感到很厌恶的。
So it may still be in light of the words that people are using towards each other.
那可能也是讲述到说那些人在彼此的争吵的时候所用的一些字眼。
They use very hurtful and offensive words.
他们用一些非常伤害人使到就是冒犯人的一些言语。
And then also Apostle James says, put aside all superfluity of naughtiness.
那使徒雅各又继续说也要脱去那淫余的邪恶。
This superfluity of naughtiness describes an abundance of evil.
那这个淫余的邪恶在描述的那这个非常邪恶的事情满溢甚至是非常的多满溢出来。
This describes words that are malicious.
那这些是讲到一些非常伤害性的一些话语。
Words that are planned and designed to hurt.
那一些就是想要来伤害人的言论。
You know, especially friends who grow very close to each other.
特别我们知道说一些大家已经是很亲密交往的朋友。
You know much more about each other.
你对彼此更认识。
You know what are the buttons to press.
你知道要按哪个按钮。
How to make this person feel very guilty.
要怎么样使到这个人感受到说自己真的是充满罪恶。
What was something that the person shared with you before that you know if you say it will surely hurt him.
那你这个人之前曾经跟你分享的，你知道说啊，你如果说出这个来的，他一定会伤害他的。
But you know all these things, And when you are in anger at times, you deliberately choose words that are designed to hurt.
那你知道这一些，那就只是当你生气的时候啊，你就刻意的，就是选这些来达到伤害的目的。
This was the problem in the days of the Apostle James, and I don't doubt that this may be also some of the struggles that we have.
那这是使徒约雅各的时候，他所看到的情形，我也相信，今天我们也有这样。
Words are one of the greatest struggle that we have.
那人的言论是我们最大的挣扎之一。
How to overcome this?
我们要怎么样来克服这些呢？
Apostle James says, "Put this aside."
那使徒雅各说，把这些都脱去。
But you and I both know when if we have this weakness.
那你我都知道，如果我们有这些的弱点，
it is not easy to put it aside. How can we just say disappear like that?
是不容易要把它来脱去的。我们怎么就是这样子说？就是这样子轻易的，它就不见了。
You say, I've been trying and trying to put aside this kind of words that are hurtful and malicious, but why is it that sometimes I still fail?
那你可能说，我已经尝试多次，我尽量的，就是把这些会伤害人的这些邪恶的话语给脱去，但是为什么还是会发生呢？
Because now you have to put it aside, but you have to replace it with something else.
那因为你除了说要把它脱去之外，你要用另外一样东西来取代。
And that's where Apostle James says, receive with meekness the engrafted word.
那这也就是使徒雅各在这边说，就是要存温柔的心来领受所栽种的道。That
means you let the word of God abide and reside in your heart.
那也就是说，你让神的道就是进入住在你的心里面。And
then this word of God in your heart will transform the words that you speak.
那这个神的道在你里面的就会来改变了你所要说出来的话。And
of course, the application is wider than that.
当然，这个应用是比这一方面更广的。It's
more than just words that you speak, but the word of God abiding in your heart will help you to put aside filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness.
那在你心里面的这神的道，不单是会改变你所说的，它也会帮助你，就是脱去那污秽，一切的污秽，还有那淫淫的邪恶。All
things that are malicious, things that are immoral, the word of God residing in your heart will help you to put these things aside.
那些会伤害人，那些不道德的。 神的道就会帮助你把这些都脱去。But
let us look at this a little closer.
让我们更近距离的来看这些。What
does it mean to receive with meekness the engrafted word?
到底什么，到底说存温柔的心来领受所栽种的道是什么意思呢？
The word meekness simply means to be humble.
那温柔，简单的说就是要谦卑。
And of course, it has the idea of gentleness.
那当然，它也包括温柔。
It has actually, it's true. The root word has the idea of also gentleness in it.
因此这字根是包括那温柔的意思。
Because again, the context here has got to do with our relationship with other people.
那包括如何？那这按照这背景是跟我们与人相处有关。
That this gentleness that is brought about by the word of God will be reflected in the way we deal with other people.
那这样的一个温柔柔和，是会在我们与人相处的时候反映出来。
Nevertheless, it has also the idea of humility.
那不但是这样，它也应该是包含就是谦卑。
The opposite of this word meekness or humility is self-importance.
与这个相反的，就是与温柔或者是谦卑相反的，就是 就是那个自尊，就是自大。
Why will people be so quick to speak and slow to hear? Is it not because of self-importance?
那为什么人会这么快的来说，更快的来表达自己啊？岂不是因为就是要高抬自己嘛
？Everybody has an opinion on something today.
那我们今时今日看到每一个人都有自己的一些意见。
You know, sometimes some people are just so quick. They just want to express their thoughts and their opinions on everything.
那有一些人，我们看到说他们正是那么快，他们很快的就是要来表达他们对所有事物的一些观点。
And sometimes these kind of opinions that they present really reflect a sense of self-importance that they have.
那有的时候他们所表达的这些观点呢，很多时候就是反映出他们是怎么样的看重怎么样的看重看到自己是怎么样的自我的看重。
I think Singapore, the society somehow has created this kind of attitude.
我想新加坡的社会就是不知不觉就营运成这样的一些的心态。
There are many examples where you can see how people emphasizes their own self right. What is my right?
那你看到很多很多的例证，那我们看到说，许多人都会在那边强调我个人的权益。
And then there are people who would emphasize how they are entitled to certain things.
那很多人就强调说他自己应该配得的是些什么。
I think some time back, I'm not sure whether you all saw this video that was going around online.
我不知道你们有没有看到这样的一个视频在不久前就被传开。
Of an uncle at the hawker center who just came and then he cleared the food of somebody. He thought that the person has finished eating.
那就说到说一位老年人，他就是在这个食物中心他就看到桌上这些留下来，他以为是人家留下来已经不要使用的食物，他就把它拿开。
And then apparently, I think he had a problem with hearing also.
而且他是可能的听觉比较就是比较不好。
But then there was this lady who after came back saw that her food was taken away, got furious.
那就有这一位女士她就回来到她座位，看到她的食物被挪开了，她就很生气。
So that she started to berate and scold this man.
那她开始就发怒了，她就怒骂这位老人家。
So actually, somebody recorded the whole incident.
那就有人就把这样的一个情景给录起来。
But some of the things that she said were awful.
那她所说的一些话一些言论呢是非常。非常可恶的，难听的。
But you have already left the table, and now you leave the food there. Then what do you want him to do?
那你已经离开了你的座位，那你把你的食物留在那里，你要他做些什么
？How would he know that you still want to come back and eat?
那又怎么知道说你又要回来要来吃呢
？I mean, it's just a small thing. You, how much does it cost you to just buy another bowl?
那其实这是很小的事情。那到底你要花多少钱再买多一碗呢
？What satisfaction do you get in just like scolding this man like that？
那你这样子怒骂这个人你能够得到什么样的满足呢
？No, it's a sense of self-importance and self-entitlement that she had。
那就是有这样的一个自我看重，而且是。就是一直专注在自我的权益上这就是他的问题。
Now when we look at examples like that, we frown upon it.
那当我们看到这样的一些例证我们就为着他来皱眉头。
But sometimes we don't realize we are actually the same.
有的时候我们却没有觉察到，其实我们自己不也是一样
？Maybe in other matters, in other areas, but do we also have this sense of self-entitlement?
那可能在其他的方面在其他的情况底下或许我们也是有像这样的 就是为了自己的利益。
And so Apostle James says, now, your attitude to God's word must be one of humility, meekness.
那因此使徒雅各说你对神的道其中的一个态度就是必须是有这样的一个温柔的心。
You know, the sense of self-importance that we have towards one another often stems first because of an arrogance toward God.
那你知道吗？我们之间就是向彼此显露的看重自重的或者看重自己的这样的一个心态呢？其实很多时候是源自于我们
arrogance towards God.
我们就是对神态度傲慢。
That means if you are arrogant towards God, you have no fear or respect for God, it would cause you to have this kind of pride towards your fellow man.
那也我意思就是说，如果你对神你的态度是傲慢的，你对神一点都不尊重的话，那这会使到你就是有这样的一个这样的一个态度来就是不尊重其他的人。
Because if you fear God,
那如果你敬畏神
and if you humble yourself before God,
而你又是在神的面前谦卑
would you dare carry yourself with this kind of arrogance toward your fellow man?
你会不会真的是就是这样的以这样的一个高傲的态度来对待你周围的对待周围的人呢？
There were some Christians who may have thought that they are even above God and His word.
那有一些基督徒可能他甚至以为说他自己是高过于神，高过于神的话语。
And you know this exhortation is given to Christians.
然后你知道说这样的一个劝勉是为就是讲给信徒听的。
Not for unbelievers, because in verse 19, Apostle James says, "My beloved brethren, so they are brothers in Christ."
那他不是在向非信徒来讲啊，因为在十九节的时候使徒雅各说。我亲爱的弟兄们，那他是为着在基督里的弟兄姐妹而言，而发言的言论。
So Christians, humble yourself before the Lord and His Word.
那因此基督徒我们必须在神的面前来谦卑，在神的道的面前来谦卑。
And this will allow you to receive the Word of God, and the Bible calls it the engrafted Word.
那这就能够帮助你来接纳。神的道，那圣经就把它称为是所栽种的道。
This engrafted word describes the word of God which has been planted in our hearts.
那这所栽种的道，那就是表明说在我们心里面已经培育了已经种下了这个道。
You know, this is a very precious thought.
那这是一个很珍贵的一个构思。
In Jeremiah chapter 31,
在耶利米书第三十一章
and in verse 33, Jeremiah described the promise of God over here.
那在耶利米书第三十一章三十三节，那耶利米先知就描述了一个非常珍贵的神的应许。
There the Bible says,This shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts and will be their God and they shall be my people.
那在耶利米书第三十一章三十三节在这里先知就说耶和华说那些日子以后我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样。我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
God will put His words and write it in our hearts.
神要把他的道来写在我们的心里。
You know this word begins inside out.
你知道说这样的一个工作是由内而外的来发展。
There is a renovation or a change first within our hearts.
那是先是在我们内心里面有一个更新，一个改变。
You see, when a person tries to control his words and his tongue, that is the outward expression.
那当一个人他 就是要在控制他的舌头要来表达的时候，那个外在的那个表达。
But until and unless his heart is changed, it's very hard to control merely the words that he speaks.
那除非他的心是先被改变，要不然他是很难来控制他所要说出来的这些言论。
Because even if he were able to control his words,
那即使是他能够来掌控他所用的言辞，
he may be still speaking these words in his heart.
那他可能仍然是在内心里面仍然在就是在那里讲这样的讲那些污秽的话。
So if somebody has a problem with temper or anger, I do not believe that, you know, first of all, you have to use some psychology to try to help him overcome that.
那如果一个人是有这样的一个情绪就是很脾气暴躁的表现的话呢，我不相信说我们要使用一些心理学的方式来先来帮助他。
So some people say maybe, oh, before you speak, you count to 10 or things like that.
那有一些人说或许你在讲话之前你就先数一，从一数到十。
Okay, maybe that allows you to calm down first.
那或许这样真的是让你先平静下来。
But you may still be angry.
那你可能仍然还是就是充满怒气。
There must be a change and transformation in the heart first.
那必须先在内心里面有那更新。
This is why we need the engrafted word in our hearts.
那这也就是为什么我们需要有那所栽种的道在我们心里面。
Now the words that Apostle James used here describes how God is the one that does the implanting of the word in our hearts.
那在这里，使徒雅各他所使用的字眼是让我们看到说，神是首先把这道怎么样的栽种在我们内心深处。
But it's the believer, it's God's people who then receives this word that has been implanted.
那最后是就是信徒，就是神的子民。是来接纳这所栽种了的道。
And the believer then receives its guidance, its leading.
那信徒就接纳他的指引，他的指示。
This is first and foremost the meekness which is required.
那这首先就是先需要有温柔的心。
Now, Apostle James did say in verse 21 that when you receive this word, it's able to save your souls.
那在21节使徒彼得也说到说，如果你是这样的来领受这道呢，他就能够先救你的灵魂。
Now, it's not because I think that they are not believers.
那这不是说他们不是信徒。
Because it has already been described earlier on that they are beloved brethren.
因为之前已经说到说他们是所亲爱的弟兄们。
But is able to save their souls in that it is able to save their souls from destruction, from hurt, from harm.
那能够来救他们的灵魂是意思是说能够救他们的灵魂免得他受到伤害。
Because even as believers, we can destroy our souls in sin.
那我们知道说即使是信徒，我们也会就是因为罪而使到我们的灵魂受损，就是受破坏。
Not that we would be going to hell.
那不是说我们就会因此下到地狱去。
But we will be living a miserable, even though Christian life.
那我们确实会活一个非常糜烂的这个基督徒的生活。
Hence, receive the word of God with meekness.
那因此我们要来就是以温柔的心来领受神的道。
Now, in continuing this thought in receiving God's word with meekness, Apostle James then used an illustration.
那在这里，当他在思考这个用温柔的心来领受所栽种的道的时候，那 使徒雅各就给我们一个例证。
He used now this illustration of a man looking at himself in a mirror.
那他就用这样的一个比喻，就说到说一个人啊，他就来观看一面镜子。
So the word of God has implanted your hearts; it must produce fruits.
那意思神的道，那神所栽种的道在你心里面，它必须来结果子。
You cannot just be hearers only; you must be doers.
那你不可以只是单单来听到，你必须来行道。
Now the picture here is of a man looking at himself in a mirror.
那在这里我们看到一个画面，就是一个人他对着镜子来看。
I wonder whether any of you have tried to survive through a week or two without looking at the mirror at all.
我不知道我们当中有没有人有这样的一个经历，就是说，在一整个星期里面，没有去观看镜子。
When I was in Africa, I had a little experience of it.
当我还在非洲的时候，我就有这样的一点点的经历。
But it was not for one whole week. I think it's only just for a few days.
当然不是一整个星期，不过只是几天罢了。
Went for a mission work out of the city, you know, to the bush area.
然后我们从市镇的地方离开，去到郊野的地方去传福音。
We're just staying there for only a few days.
我们只是在那里逗留几天。
And there's no mirror.
那里就没有镜子。
Then after that, then I realized how the mirror has become such an important part in our life.
然后我才意识到说，镜子对我们来讲，实在是生活的一个重要的一部分。
Maybe it's not as important as like the smartphone.
可能不是像那个智能的电话那样重要。
Smartphone can become your mirror also.
因为那个智能的电话只能够成为你的一个镜子。
But over there, I didn't have a smartphone.
在那里我就没有这样的一个手机。
I was still using the very cheap Nokia phone.
我还是用那很便宜的Nokia的手机。
So we were, I think, in one bush, but also hilly or mountainous area.
然后我们就在那样的一个山区，就是在那个郊野的地方。So
the night before we sleep, we wash up everything. There's no mirror.
在我们临睡之前，那我们就洗刷了，但是就没有镜子。The
next day in the morning, we wash up everything. Also no mirror.
之后隔一天我们洗刷也是没有镜子。So
you do not know whether you shave, whether you miss any spot. You do not know whether your hair is neat or tidy.
你就不知道说自己刮了胡子是不是刮得清楚，那么也不知道自己有没有梳整齐，头发到底是不是梳得整整齐齐。So
you do not know whether you will be presentable before when you meet others.
那你也不知道自己是不是真的是在人的眼前，就是显现的是什么样模样。
This is why a mirror is important in this regard.
那这就让我们看到说镜子就是有这方面的重要。
But you know, Apostle James now presents a rather hilarious picture.
那你知道吗，在这里使徒雅各他其实是在这里表达了一个非常幽默的一个画面。
Because the case now is not that there is no mirror.
那在这里并不是说没有镜子。
But the case now is where there's a man who now looks at the mirror and he sees his face in the mirror.
那这里他所说的是，这个人，他就是有那样的一面镜子，他甚至是对着镜子来看自己的容貌。
And after seeing his face, he just walks away and he forgets however he looks like and he does not care anymore about it.
那他对着镜子看了自己的容貌之后，他就离开了，他也不去理会，也忘了自己到底是什么样的模样。
Apostle James says that a person who hears God's word but does not do God's word is like this man.
那使徒雅各就说，一个只听神的道却不行神的道的人。 就像这个人一样。
Because God's word is like a mirror.
因为神的话就像那面镜子一样。
God's word shows us who we are.
那神的话语就就是显露出我们是怎么样的一个模样。
God's word reflects our nature, our character.
那神的话语就显露出我们的个性啊、我们的这个的这个品质。
God's word shows us the dirt and the filth that is on our face.
那神的话语就让我们看到在我们脸上的那污垢。
But then when we see all these things, when we hear this in God's word, if we just walk away and do nothing, we are like that man who just see his face in the mirror and just walks away.
那如果我们听到神的道我们知道这些的问题的时候，我们却不理会，我们就走开，那就我们就像这里所说的这个人，他对着镜子看之后就离开了。
So if like there's a dirty spot on his face
啊，就像好像在他脸上有一些的污点。
Now he sees the mirror, he just walks away and does nothing about it.
那他看这镜子，他看到了但是他就是不做什么的，他就离开了。
It's the same as a person who now hears God's word and he sees his sin rebuked.
那就像一个人，他听了神的道，他就是领受到责备。
And then he just walks away and does nothing about it.
那他就走开，他也不去对这事做些什么的反应。
God shows who you are, God's word shows who you are and where you are now in the walk of your Christian life.
那神的道就让你看到你自己到底是怎么样的一个人。那你这时候是行在行你生命到底是走在怎么样的一个状况底下。
But if you know and hear these things,
那如果你知道你也听到这些。
But you just walk away and do nothing.
你就是走开也不做什么。
You are like this foolish man.
你就像这个愚蠢的人。
And Apostle James says that many are like that, where they deceive themselves.
那使徒雅各就说，很多人就是这样的，他们是自己欺骗自己。
That's at the end of verse 22, deceiving your own selves.
那就在22节这边说，自己欺哄自己。
Many, they hear God's word.
很多人他们听神的道。
You are punctual when it comes to worship service or even to meetings.
那你就是准时的来到崇拜或者是其他的聚会中。
Maybe you, in appearance also you seem attentive.
那可能在外在的表现上你看来是很专心的听。
And you may even enjoy and you may even say it's a good message.
那你可能在那里享受着那你说这是一堂好道。
But then you walk out the door.
而你却走出那门。
And you don't care for what was just spoken.
你就不理会所刚刚所听到的所传讲的是什么。
And if this does not lead to obeying.
那如果这些都不能够使你来顺从。
Then you are just deceiving yourself of your own spiritual condition.
那你就是在欺哄你自己只是在就是在你自己的灵魂的状态就是自我欺哄。
I wonder whether when God's word shows us who we are.
然后我就在想说，如果神的道来让我们显明来看清自己的时候
，We say that that's not me.
我们会不会说这不是我？
Just like when you look at yourself in the mirror, "Oh, you're so ugly."
就像你自己看自己在镜子里面说，哎呀，这么丑。
Why I didn't comb my hair? My hair is so messy. My face is so dirty.
为什么我没有梳我的头发？我头发这么散乱我的脸是这么的脏。
This person must not be me.
这个人应该不是我。
Then you say this person is someone else. He looks like that.
这个人是另外一个人，他就是这个模样的。
Of course, that's very foolish.
当然这是很愚蠢。
But is that not what we often do?
那岂不是我们常做的吗
？When a preacher preaches and then you hear the word and then it begins to convict your hearts, you say this is really a sin.
那当一个传道人在传讲的时候，那你听到这话语他就开始在刺入你的心的时候，你知道说这个是罪。
Then you say that that's not me.
那你就说那不是我。
This person that the preacher describes is someone else.
这个传道人所讲的是另外一个人。
But if God's word shows you who you are,
如果神的话语让你看到你自己,
would you not only just hear it, but also obey it?
你会不会说不只是单单的来听, 而且是愿意的来顺从?
Put away all filthiness.
我们脱去一切的邪恶。
Put away all superfluity of naughtiness.
脱去一切的污秽，脱去一切的淫淫邪恶。
And then you can experience the blessing.
那你之后就能够来领受那赐所要赐的福。
That's verse 25.
那是第25节。
Continuing the same picture, Apostle James now says, Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
那第25节继续是在 使用同样的一个画面，他就说：“唯有那详细查看那全被使人自由之律法的，那并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在的行出来，那就在他所行的事上必然得福。”There
will be a blessing in his work.
那他所做的事，当然要得到赐福。
I believe this blessing in his work applies to the fruitfulness that he will enjoy.
那我深信这样的一个赐福呢，是就是他要来享受那所结的那果实。
And this will also be a blessing that people around him can enjoy.
这也是他身边的人只能够享受的。
This is why Apostle James did say in verse 27, There is now the visiting of fatherless and widows in their affliction.
那这也就是这为什么使徒雅各在27节那边就说到说有这么一回事，就是那些去看顾那些患难中的孤儿寡妇的。
These are the neglected in society.
那那些是被社会所遗忘的人。
They can give you very little.
他们能够供给你的是。
What advantage can they give you in life?
他们能够在他们生命中能够供给你什么呢?
But there's no ulterior motive now in your care for them.
如果你来照管他们，你是没有任何其他背后的动机的。
There is now this change. Previously, there was this sense of self-entitlement and self-importance.
那这里我们就看到说有一个转变，那在这之前，你只有说看到看重自己，而且看重自己的利益。
But now, there is a care for the helpless, for the poor, the needy.
那这时候就有这样的一个对这些无助的这些孤儿寡妇来关心他们。
Now what Apostle James is simply saying is that there will be fruits and there will be blessings in your work.
那使徒雅各简单的说，就是说到说，将会有所你所做的工会结出一些果子，那也是会有福气在当中。
But this comes only if you are a doer of the word.
那这唯有是当你是在行那真道。
You know, continuing the same picture, it is like when you look into the word of God, the perfect law of liberty.
那回到这样的一个画面，就是如果你听从那使人自由之道的话呢
？And now you do it. It is like the man who now seeing the dirt on his face wipes it off.
那不但是听，而且你是照着来行的话，那就好像那个人不单是看到有污点，而是真的是把它去除掉。
And then this allows him to be able to shine forth the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这样子他就能够来照耀出耶稣基督的美善。
He would be blessed in his work.
那他所做的事将会蒙神赐福。
Now he's blessed also because this, the Bible calls this the perfect law of liberty.
那在这里圣经就是描述 这个是使人自由的律法，而是全备的律法。
And the reason why this is a perfect law of liberty because it sets us free.
那为什么说这是一个全被使人自由的律法呢？原因是因为它让我们自由。
Sin is always regarded as a bondage.
那罪恶常常就是时刻都是指着一些就是我们落在最终就是被他所捆绑。
When a man is so bound in his own self-deception, he's a slave to that deception.
那如果一个人是被他的这个自我的欺哄来捆绑的话呢，他是真的是就是被困在当中。
He some may be a slave to their own pride.
他不真的是像是成为他罪的奴仆啊，他可能有一些人是这个自高自大的奴仆。
There may be some people who are a slave to their immorality.
那有一些人可能是他败坏道德的奴隶。
But when you look at the perfect law of liberty and the word of God shows you who you are and sets you free.
那如果你看到那全被使人自由的律法呢，神的道就是让你看到你自己是谁，他把你释放出来。
Is that not blessing indeed?
这样子岂不是蒙受福气吗？
My friends, there is great blessing in God's word.
亲爱的朋友，在神的道中，神的话语中是带着许多的福气的。
Not only just in the hearing, but in the doing of it.
那不单是来听，更是要来实行。
And how the Bible says that your work will be blessed.
那圣经就告诉我们说，你所行的事就要蒙福。
Now here the Bible also says one thing.That I need to mention in verse 25.
那在这里圣经也提到另外一件事情，是我必须提出来，就在25节。
The Bible says that he continues therein.
那圣经说他他时常如此。
So when he looks into the perfect law of liberty and he continues therein.
那他观察那全被使人之使人自由之律法的而且他并且时常如此。
This means that he continues to remain and abide in God's word.
那这意思就是说他一直接续不断的就是在神的道中继续的活在神的道中。
The word of God continues to be a reflection of, to reflect and show us who we are.
那神的道就继续就是来向我们来显露继续的来照着我们，让我们看清自己是怎么样的一个人。
We need to continue growing.
我们需要持续的来成长。
We will never be perfect on earth.
我们在地面上是不会完全的。
And we must never have the attitude that I have arrived.
那也不应当有这样的一个心态，说哎，我已经达到了。
So when you look at God's word, continue in it.
那如果你正在观察在查看神的道的话呢，你要继续。
There must be this daily searching.
我们必须是天天的来查考。
And daily growing.
而且是天天的来成长。
And it will be a blessing to you and to the people around you indeed.
这也会带给你自己你自己不但是你自己蒙福，也会带给你周围的人许多的福气。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Lord and our God,
我们的主，我们的神啊
，We thank thee for thy word.
我们为着你的话语，你的道来感谢你。
Thy word, which is the perfect law of liberty.
你的道就是那全被使人自由之律法。
It is a mirror.
是面镜子。
It shows us who we are.
它让我们看清我们自己是谁。
And O Lord, thy word has exposed our thoughts, our hearts.
主啊，你的道揭露了我们的我们内心的深处。
We acknowledge so often we have been deceiving ourselves.
我们承认许多时候我们甚至自己欺哄自己。
And even in things that we have said that have hurt others, at times we are so ignorant of it.
那即使是我们有的时候我们所说的话伤害了别人，我们都不自知。
But when thy word shows us these things,
当你的话语、你的道，向我们显明这些的时候
，We pray that Thou will help us to put these things away。
我们求主来帮助我们，让我们都脱去这些。
We thank Thee that Thou has implanted Thy word in our hearts。
我们感谢主，因为你把你的道栽种在我们心里面。
And、we pray that Thou will help this word to continue to grow in our hearts and lives。
我们求主，你继续的帮助我们，让这个道能够继续在我们的生命中来成长。
Forgive us, O Lord, if we have sinned against Thee and even against others。
求主饶恕我们即使是我们就是犯罪冒犯了你，或者冒犯了彼此。
But help us now to have this word in our heart in meekness。
求主这时候就帮助我们，让我们真的是有一个温柔的心来。让这个道真的是在我们温柔的心里
，so that we can even be a blessing to others。
好叫我们真的是能够成为别人的一个祝福。
Hear this our prayer，
求主垂听我们的祷告。
So we ask these things in Jesus' name。
我们乃是奉靠耶稣基督的圣名来祈求祷告。
Amen。
Amen。